physical health and well-being in relation to duty to oneself and your own duty. Diet, nutrition and wellness advice from the contact notes and spiritual teaching. Duty to oneself and one's own duties can be understood simply as the duties that each human being has in regard to himself, herself. This teaching encompasses an enormous scope when one takes into consideration the consciousness development and evolution, the good and positive values that are to be nurtured in one's self, the caring for one's physical and psychical well-being, as well as the bringing one's life and self into alignment with the creational natural laws and recommendations, as examples. Essentially, it is our duty to work each day to take care of ourselves in every way and to develop harmony within ourselves so that we can create harmony in our relations and eventually in the world as a whole. One foundational way that one can practice his, her duty to one's self and his, her own duty is to completely and truly care for the physical body. When we take care of ourselves in the physical, it creates an effect that ripples out into every area of the life. If we feel healthy and energized, we have more drive to work hard and to fulfill our duties and tasks. Our diet can have significant effects on our mood and brain chemistry, which can therefore affect our thoughts and feelings, which can impact our own relationship with self and with others. When we take care of our health, we set the tone of self-respect and self-love, and, in turn, we learn to love and respect our fellow human beings and all life. In the fulfillment of the duty to one's self and one's own duty, we treat ourselves as a true and dear friend, with respect, kindness, care and decency, just as we would treat another human being to whom we are showing our best side. Whoever you are, human being who reads these lines, always care for the best health of your body and your psyche. Also, do not thereby disregard the health of your consciousness, whereby you must constantly be concerned, however, that you do not mollycoddle your consciousness or psyche or the body. Whoever constantly challenges his, her body and his, her psyche and his, her consciousness, does good thereby and promotes the fulfillment of his, her duty to himself, herself and his, her own duty. Billy Meyer, The Way to Live, 52, page 32. It is a duty of the human to inform themselves of how to correctly care for their bodies so that they can sustain their life and maintain health, for while all life is striving towards the death and then again for the reincarnation, and it is a fact that the health of the body will fade and death will come, each day alive is an opportunity to evolve our consciousness and cultivate the higher values of true love, peace, freedom, harmony and wisdom. Physical wellness as a foundational aspect of duty to one's self and one's own duty does not need to be complicated. The recommendations from our Pledgeran friends include eating a balanced diet of whole foods that are uncontaminated by chemicals and toxins, exercising and performing sufficient manual labor each day, drinking mainly pure spring or purified water as is required by the body and regulated by thirst, supplementing with vital nutrients that the body requires as the food on earth has become more and more devoid of nutrients due to mass production, as well as natural supplements that can be used to detox heavy metals and other harmful substances we are exposed to due to our current worldwide situation. The contact reports are full of information regarding health and caring for the physical body, and following are a few examples that can be easily implemented to bring about a positive development of vitality and wellness. Christine Slater, USA. Optimization of metabolism for immune and overall health. Contact report 619, date of contact, 2nd of April 2015. Date of translation, 10th of April 2019. Billy, actually, the fundamental and decisive point or the ultimate point in the whole of the health of the human body, as in any other form of life, is metabolism, because if it functions properly, then the immune system is also in order and the body is less susceptible to diseases and suffering of all kinds. Can you say something about that for once, please? 39. The immune system is the center of health, and this depends on a well-functioning metabolism, through which every single cell of the body is supplied with everything it needs and which very quickly removes all useless substances and toxins from the body. Ta goes on to explain about how to maintain a healthy metabolism, speaks to the importance of chewing food properly rather than swallowing down, and gives 9 instructions to follow that are easy to incorporate into daily life. 1. The amino acid L-tyrosine promotes mental performance, concentration, and conscious/mental/emotional fitness. Healthy to be used in the short term, the natural stimulant has no side effects and can be used in times of high conscious and physical demands. L-tyrosine is a superior alternative to psychotropic drugs, which should never be administered to the body. 2. Drink only pure spring water or filtered water, because only pure water enables the body to flush out all environmental toxins, metabolic toxins, residential toxins, and various other everyday pollutants. Coffee and tea also contain necessary water but should be used sparingly. The amount of water a person drinks each day depends on their diet and lifestyle. If one is eating a diet heavy in water-rich foods, less pure water needs to be consumed, but a person eating the standard terrestrial diet of flours, baked goods, processed foods, meat, sausages, heavily seasoned food in general, sweets, etc., then drinking significantly more pure water is advisable. Ta states in sentence 70, since all of the harmful substances absorbed from the environment and through food are one of the main causes of many malfunctions in the human organism and lead to many diseases, stimulating the metabolism to excrete and flush it out is one of the most important steps on the path to intensive health. 3. Eating smaller and more frequent meals and an overall calorie-reduced diet rather than lavish and large main meals can stimulate and regulate the metabolism in a sustainable manner. If too many calories are eaten at once, then the body tends to store them as fat, but also if too few calories are consumed, then the body switches into hunger mode and stores carbohydrates as fat, so a balance of calorie intake and careful food selection is important. Ta explains, 76. Therefore, the various small meals and snacks should understandably not consist of ready-made soups, roasted and salted nuts, sandwiches and sweets, etc., but of fresh berries, tropical fruits, unsweetened fruit bars, vegetables, pumpkin seeds, poppy seeds, salads, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds and fruit, as well as other foods rich in vital substances. 77. These foods are mainly alkaline and provide the body with an incredibly large amount of stimulating vital and mineral substances, which are very important for the metabolism. 4. The metabolism can and must be stimulated by simple sporting activities. It is particularly important that, as a rule, slightly fewer calories are consumed than are needed for the actual immediate use. If sporting or working activity is carried out, the body burns calories and makes better use of the food consumed, which is why it is necessary to be physically active in one way or another every day. 5. The metabolism can also be stimulated with soluble dietary fibers, which bind large amounts of water and therefore swell in the gastrointestinal tract, ensuring a smooth digestion and also cleansing the intestines so that nothing can get stuck in them and no cinders can form. Psyllium seed shells, husks are an especially beneficial form of soluble fiber that should be taken daily upon rising on an empty stomach, and again 1 hour before dinner, whereby 1 tablespoon each time is sufficient. 1 tablespoon of mineral earth, bentonite clay, can be added in the evening serving for an added cleansing benefit to the psyllium husk. 6. The metabolism can be stimulated with natural, high-quality, organic, cold-pressed coconut oil, which contains medium-chain triglycerides, simply called MCT, and which are contained in nature in only very few oils. These fats are not absorbed by the body and are not stored as fat. MCTs lower cholesterol levels and supply the body with high-quality energy and promote the absorption of calcium and magnesium. Organic, cold-pressed, coconut oil is an ideal choice for cooking because it is heat-stable and does not develop any harmful substances, while other oils that are treated industrially cannot do this and thus strain the organism. 7. A healthy diet consisting of natural foods and products is a necessity, also seeing to it that the foods eaten are balanced between acidic and alkaline. Acidosis can form in the body from eating too much acidic food, causing ailments and suffering in the body and resulting in a whole range of health complaints such as chronic bronchitis, diabetes, rheumatic diseases, gout, migraine, fatigue, osteoporosis, sleep disorders, or even states of depression and moral dejection, etc. Test 8, 106. If therapeutic measures against mild acidosis are necessary, they are usually very simple, and the person can carry them out without medical help. 107. The only thing you need to do is to make sure that you do not eat an excessive amount of alkaline and acid, but a balanced diet, and that you exercise sufficiently. 8. Stress and worries must be avoided because they affect the nerves, morale and mood. Stress-related ailments and bad moods can be avoided by eating the right foods, and the body can be supplied with certain useful food supplements that strengthen the nervous system. In addition, holistic measures are necessary to make people happy again and to counteract these diseases of civilization, which together with all sorts of physical organic diseases, are based on the causes of toxic environmental influences and false lifestyles. 9. The Earth human is increasingly confronted with toxic metals and radioactivity, which burden and damage the immune system and vital organs. Because wide areas of Earth, the waters and the air as well as the direct environment of terrestrial humans are contaminated by all the poisonous substances, it is no longer possible to completely avoid contact with them, and it is important to make sure that as much food as possible is free from these toxins. This is possible only by purpose-built cultivation in one's own gardens and fields where no artificial fertilizers and no toxins of any kinds are used. Even with organic or biofoods, it is not possible to ensure that no toxins were used. Test 8, 134. If these 9 rules for eating habits, food preparation and food production are observed and continuously implemented and integrated into everyday life, then after only a few days the first successes and recognizable effects in terms of successful metabolic regulation will become apparent. Heavy metal removal. Contact report 680, date of contact, 7th of May 2017. Date of translation, 13th of August 2018. Billy asks Ta about what can be used to remove heavy metals from the body. Aluminum is not classified as a heavy metal but can get into the body and cause damage to health, having a negative effect on memory, for example. Silicon is useful for assisting the body in excreting aluminum in the organism and even in the brain, whereby the harmful effect on memory can be reduced or prevented. Silicon is particularly good for ingestion and effective in organic colloid form, silicious earth as noted per Christian Frenner, with a daily dose of 80 mg. Ta further explains that chlorella algae, glutathione, bentonite clay, selenium and zeolite are all natural substances that have their own unique ways of assisting the body in heavy metal detoxification. Please read the short contact report excerpt for further explanations and cautions regarding supplementation. Manual labor. Contact report 156, Quetzal. Date of contact, 13th of December 1981. Date of translation, 20th of June 2009. Quetzal and Billy discuss the importance of manual labor. Quetzal states, 33. If you or we or the earth human beings want to develop spiritually and in a knowledge-related manner, then we can only do this if we also exercise our manual activity in the best way. 34. This is, in fact, not only necessary for livelihood but also for the right shaping of the teaching and its processing and effects. 35. If a human being and also we want to live and learn in accordance with the teaching, then we also have to perform sufficient manual activity, otherwise, things will get confused and the teaching will become a failure. Milk and dairy products. Contact report 544, date of contact, 1st of September 2012. Date of translation, 9th of January 2013. Conjugated linoleic acids are found only in milk, dairy products and meat from ruminants. They have the characteristic of lowering cholesterol and preventing atherosclerosis, where they strengthen the immune system and also support the building of muscle tissue and the formation of bone. On the basis of their many valuable ingredients, milk and dairy products belong in a healthy diet, whereby, for those human beings who suffer from milk and dairy intolerance, special observances apply which must be followed. Billy adds a note of explanations from a specialized publication about lactose intolerance. He adds that milk and milk products contain very valuable nutrients and belong, for the majority of human beings, among the most important staple foods. Milk and dairy products. Contact Report 217, Gets All. Date of contact, 8th of May 1987. Date of translation, January 2006/May 2010. In opposition to the claims of the responsible persons in the milk production industry and milk producers, milk does not supply healthy calcium to the bones, rather it depletes the body's own calcium, even from the bones. Gets All states, 35. And since, as a rule, too little calcium is already otherwise supplied to the body - as this is also the case for many vitamins, trace elements, and minerals because today's foods, even fruits and vegetables that become more and more over-cultivated, contain less and less of these substances, the earth person should take this separately or add this to his normal diet as a food supplement. Moringa the medicinal tree. Contact Report 221, Gets All. Date of contact, 30th of December 1987. Date of translation, 4th of June 2010. Native to South Asia and North Africa, the moringa tree grows rapidly at about 3 meters in height per year and contains active compounds that can be used against anemia, hypertension and diabetes as well as for the building and strengthening of the immune system. The immune building can act as a means of defense against AIDS. Moringa is nutrient-rich in vitamin C and calcium. The seeds of the moringa tree are very oily, whereby the oil can be used as a lubricant and as a fuel for machinery. The seeds can also purify dirty water much better than any chemical can. Recommendation: since moringa is rich in calcium, it is a good choice of supplement if you include milk in your diet. Curcumin and polyphenol ECG, green tea. Contact Report 231, Gets All. Date of contact, 9th of November 1989. Date of translation, 8th of October 2019. Polyphenol ECG is found in green tea and is an active ingredient that can be used against the growth of cancer tumors. 2 to 3 deciliters, which equates to about a cup, is enough to drink each day. Gets All states, 370. As with curcumin, that has to be said, it is not a remedy that heals existing cancer tumors comprehensively, but only has a positive effect and, to a certain extent, can also affect the development and growth of certain tumors. 371. In particular, certain cancer cells excessively produce so-called laminin receptors on their surface, to which the polyphenol ECG binds and acts into the cancer cell. 372. This triggers an ongoing series of growth-inhibiting reactions and inhibits the growth of existing cancer tumors, as well as the formation of metastases. Serotonin, the happiness hormone. Contact Report 621, DA. Date of contact, 30th of April 2015. Date of translation, 10th of April 2019. Billy and Ted discuss the effects of serotonin in the brain. Ta explains that a serotonin deficiency can lead to depression, strong anxiety, aggression, violence and brutality. Serotonin is contained in many foods but is unable to pass the blood-brain barrier and reach the brain from the intestines. The amino acid L-tryptophan is needed for this, as it passes the blood-brain barrier and is a precursor to serotonin, which plays an important role in transmitting signals in the brain, contracting blood vessels and controlling peristalsis in the intestines. Billy and Ted discuss a supplement called Bioinca Gold, which consists of finely ground and raw quinoa and amaranth and contains a high amount of L-tryptophan as a good choice for serotonin health. L-tryptophan is mostly destroyed in the cooking process. ORA is a necessity for the quinoa and amaranth pseudo grains. Recommendation: a cost-effective alternative suggestion would be to grind quinoa and amaranth in a high-speed blender to make a powder, meal and sprinkle on food or put into smoothies. Do not blend on high speed for very long to ensure the grains do not heat up as they are being processed. Testates, 34. The whole body and the brain, as well as thoughts, feelings and the psyche, need the messenger substance serotonin, and only when the serotonin level is ripe can the brain and the whole body, as well as the world of thoughts and feelings, remain in balance. Important to understand. Testates, 67. Even though basic prerequisites such as psychopathy etc. are given, this does not mean that the human being degenerates in this way and must therefore become an active psychopath or a serious criminal. 68. This also applies to people who have a slow heartbeat and pulse or inactive brain cells, or who have a much too low serotonin level and a weak ability to control, so that they do not degenerate in an evil way and do not have to become serious criminals. 69. Many such congenital damages, such as toxic metals like lead and cadmium in the brain and body, which manifest themselves in a dysfunction of the brain and in a deficient or underdeveloped vegetative nervous system, make people aggressive, violent, impulsive, cold-blooded, sadistic and otherwise very emotional. 74. And finally, it has to be said that every human being, no matter whether he has genetically caused harmful genetic predispositions or inactive brain cells etc. or physical damages, does not have to let these break through in any way and does not have to live them out. 75. Every man capable of understanding and reason is capable of controlling all his emotions and, in this regard, of determining what he wants to do and what he does not want to do. Avoiding trans fats and the importance of omega-3 fatty acids. Contact Report 544, Date of contact, 1st of September 2012. Date of translation, 9th of January 2013. Though trans fats are found in very small amounts naturally in some meats and dairy products, the majority of trans fats are artificial fats created by adding hydrogen to liquid vegetable oil to make it into a solid. Commonly found in fast food products, processed foods, cakes, pastries, French fries, chips and other fatty foods, etc., trans fatty acids are extremely dangerous and harmful to health and can lead to obesity, depression, sickness, diabetes, atherosclerosis and cancer. An example of trans fats are hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. Tag goes on to explain that high-quality and cold-pressed vegetable oils that are rich in monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats are to be emphasized in the diet. Some examples he gives are olive oil, canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, almond oil, sesame oil, walnut oil, hazelnut oil, evening primrose oil, borage oil, wheat germ oil and peanut oil. Testates: in the preparation of food and meals, one should pay very close attention that, as much as possible, these only contain healthy fats and oils with mono and polyunsaturated fats. Important therefore, are, for example, particularly omega-3 fatty acids, which are specifically found in fish oils from salmon, trout, herring, tuna and mackerel, as well as in krill oil and the oils of various olives, in rapeseed, canola, nuts, hemp seeds and flax seeds, linseed, and so forth. It is important, however, that all of these oils are cold-pressed, otherwise they are as good as worthless relative to the simple or multiple unsaturation of the fatty acids. Recommendation: it is uncommon to find organic and cold-pressed canola, peanut, sunflower, safflower or corn oil, so read labels when shopping and make sure to only purchase, use and consume cold-pressed oils. Common oils found in this form are olive, almond, sesame, walnut, evening primrose, borage, hemp, flax and wheat germ. Keep in mind that although it is not a mono or polyunsaturated fat and in fact is a saturated fat, organic and raw coconut oil has been suggested as a very healthy oil to consume and cook with. Tao states, in the omega-3 fatty acids, the factors EPA and DHA are also of great significance. Because, in the context of a balanced diet, they make a significant contribution in relation to good health, whereby these substances exert a valuable influence on the regulation of blood. In addition, DHA is a very important component for the function of photoreceptors as well as for the conducting membranes of the brain, for the concentration, the memory, the ability to learn and in the support of mental performance. Omega-3 fatty acids are also essential for the healing of inflammatory processes, which not infrequently trigger chronic diseases and therefore bring with them long-term suffering. Omega-3 fatty acids must be consumed because the human body itself cannot produce them. Ta clarifies later in Contact Report 658 that rapeseed, canola, oil should not be used as food because of the way that it is processed. Ta states, 89. Rapeseed oil should not be used as an edible oil, as it should only be used as a raw material for fuels, for soap making, as a lubricant or for other purposes, but not as food. 90. Although rapeseed oil contains only a small amount of saturated fats, it contains up to 35% polyunsaturated fatty acids and even up to 65% monounsaturated fatty acids, which is good in itself. 91. On the other hand, however, this fact is affected by the fact that the polyunsaturated component of the oil is extremely susceptible to pressure, heat and light, is unstable and oxidizes very strongly, precisely during the processing and refining of rapeseed oil. 92. However, this increases the amount of free radicals in the human body when it is supplied with rapeseed oil, which leads to diseases and ailments, the causes of which are often not clarified and consequently cannot be treated and remedied, such as in physical organic inflammatory processes, weight gain, heart and nerve diseases, etc. 93. Also, various degenerative diseases and all sorts of indefinable ailments can appear by rapeseed oil processed and refined in the way mentioned. 94. This is better understood when it is known that rapeseed oil is derubbed, bleached, deodorized, and typically extracted and refined at high temperatures with a chance, questionable chemicals, pressure and petroleum solvents such as hexane, vitamin D requirements. Contact Report 623, date of contact, 24th of May 2015. Date of translation, 12th of December 2015/13th of April 2019. Vitamin D deficiency can lead to decalcification or osteomalacia of the bones, osteoporosis, kidney damage, asthmatic diseases, weakened immune system, rheumatoid arthritis and certain cancers including pancreatic and breast cancer, colon, ovarian, uterine, gastric, renal, prostate, esophageal and so on. Vitamin D3, which is found in animal products, is also produced by the body from sunlight exposure, whereby the body produces 75 to 85% of vitamin D requirements through only a short time in the sun, but humans living in the northern hemisphere commonly do not get enough sun exposure, so supplementation can be beneficial and even required. Tao states, 27. It is also important to know that people with darker skin can suffer a vitamin D deficiency more often than light-skinned people because the brown skin pigment melanin restricts vitamin D production. 28. If sufficient sunlight is available, the daily vitamin D requirement can normally be covered by the vitamin D production of the skin, which, however, requires regular daily stays outdoors and thus in sunlight. 29. And with regard to the vitamin D intake from food, it should be said that in this respect, but in smaller quantities, particularly fatty fish such as eel, herring, salmon and mackerel are good, as are mushrooms, chanterelles and porcini mushrooms, as well as butter, eggs, margarine and milk. Although milk is not highly recommended for various reasons, Billy adds, vitamin D deficiency also triggers various diseases, as you explained to me privately several times and recommended that I take vitamin D3 daily between 2,000 and 10,000 or international units, depending on my health needs, because this is the normal daily requirement of an adult person, depending on weight, health and physical condition, exposure to the sun's rays and the corresponding vitamin D requirement. You also said that I should do this with the intake of appropriate food supplements, which I naturally adhere to and could also notice that my health was constantly improving. Soy consumption. Contact report 267, DAP. Soy contains large quantities of isoflavones in the form of phytoestrogens that can wreak havoc on bodily systems when consumed. Long-term consumption of large quantities of the isoflavones can disrupt bodily hormonal balance. Infants, toddlers and adolescents especially should never consume soy as it can lead to serious impairment of their health in the form of their consciousness activity, the brain, the intelligence, the world of thought and feeling, the psyche, the physical body and the behaviors pattern, etc. If pregnant women consume soy products, it can lead to heavy and irreparable damages to the fetus body, limbs, nerves, cerebrum and muscles as well as to body deformations. Soy products of all kind, because of their toxic ingredients, in larger quantities are even capable of impairing the health of strong adults and can cause serious damage, which can lead to growth of tumors, respectively cancer and to the fostering of brain, consciousness and behavioral disorders, personality changes and to infertility. Breast cancer in women and men and depression are linked to soy and also Parkinson's, namely when there is a hereditary predisposition to it. General recommendation: avoid soy altogether or only consume in small quantities. Read labels of packaged food and become aware of how much soy you consume regularly. Soybean oil and soy lecithin are common ingredients in processed food. Walking after a meal. Canon 32, verse 1634. After a meal one shall walk 1,000 steps. Benefits of collagen as a supplement. Contact report 635, Florina. Date of contact, 20th of November 2015. Date of translation, 12th of April 2019. Collagen is a naturally occurring flexible and stable protein that is present in the body and is important for bones, tendons, ligaments and skin. Collagen in the form of collagen hydrolysate can be taken as a dietary supplement and has a positive effect on the joints as well as joint cartilage by stimulating the formation of collagen in the joints. Florina states, 26. Regular use of collagen hydrolysate, which is also used by terrestrial people in industry and transplantation medicine, prevents cartilage atrophy and thus arthrosis, and prevents joint pain from developing in the first place. Gamma interferon and vitamin C daily requirements. Contact report 238, DAP. Date of contact, 18th of May 1991. Original translation, 14th of October 2019. Billy and Ted discuss a substance called gamma interferon, interferon gamma, that is a natural product of chemical transformation, for example when milk is converted into kefir or yogurt. The pledron have been impulsing leading scientists in the isolation of gamma interferon into a prophylactic drug that could treat and prevent illness and disease. Gamma interferon is very similar in nature to the antibodies and antiforces that the human immune system produces to prevent attack from pathogens and ward off illness and disease. The pledron have such a medicine that they call salubridisin. Test states, 378. It is able to prevent almost any disease and to nip it in the bud, even cancer of any kind, because when taken and used in appropriate quantities, it is able to destroy even the most persistent viruses, not to mention less resistant pathogens. 373. Disease-prone people should take such a medication prophylactically daily in an appropriate amount, in addition to the necessary vitamins, trace elements and minerals, whereby special care should also be taken with vitamin C that a daily requirement of at least 900 mg is required per adult human unit if it has a reasonably balanced and health-promoting vitamin C requirement and wants to be healthy. 387. So we have also found out that even the common cold, which we only succumb to on Earth, can also be combated prophylactically and actively. 388. As we have found out, humans need an increased supply of zinc and vitamin C and an increased intake of the substance salubritisin. Since a prophylactic or acute treatment drug containing gamma interferon does not yet exist, one can consume yogurt or kefir daily as an immune-boosting food to prevent disease. Importance of daily vitamin C supplementation. Contact Report 241, date of contact, 3rd of February 1992. Original translation, 17th of October 2019. Test dates, 79. In terms of the human body's vitamin C requirement, as it is given on Earth, the average value moves at 750 mg with a body weight of 60 kg and light activity 80. This corresponds to 12.5 mg of vitamin C per kilogram of body weight. 81. During heavy activity, the body's vitamin requirement increases to 14 mg per kilogram of body weight. He adds that, as a rule, it is useful to add a 150 mg increase to the calculated result. Test dates, 99. But no other vitamin and no mineral has such an important function for man and his life and for his health as vitamin C, which has to be supplied to the body in relatively large quantities, which is unfortunately only possible today on Earth through special vitamin C preparations, because food has not had sufficient quantities of this vitamin for a long time. 100. This is no longer even true for fruits and vegetables and the like. Ta goes on to discuss the dangers of vitamin C deficiency when procreating. 91. Offspring whose parents suffer from vitamin C deficiency at the time of conception are at risk, because their immune system becomes unstable and susceptible to allergies, ailments and many diseases. 92. Even birth defects of innumerable forms and all sorts of other evils appear, including various cancers that could never occur if the progenitors did not suffer from vitamin C deficiency. 93. First and foremost, DNA damage occurs, which then has lifelong negative effects. Vitamin C deficiency can also lead to severe menstrual cramps in women, severe eye ailments and the poor healing of wounds and or diseases. Spirulina. Contact Report 228, Quetzal. Date of contact, 1st of May 1989. Billy and Quetzal discuss the nutrients contained in small and micro life forms that exist in the seas, rivers and lakes in the form of vegetal and organism-related plankton as well as algae. Note by Billy, May 2003, with the address Nutrients from Seas and Freshwater, it concerns, on the one hand, as explained by Quetzal, vegetal and organism-related plankton and, on the other hand, algae and other aquatic plants of the most diverse kinds, but primarily, a freshwater alga, namely, an algal species by the name of Spirulina platensis, lies behind it, a bluish-green, microscopic alga. General name, blue-green alga, whose spirally coiled cellular filaments, hence, Spirulina, exhibit a size of approximately 0.3 millimeters. The genus of blue-green algae comprises about 1,400 species, which are spread all over the world, but they appear, as explained, mainly in freshwater and much less in seawater. Originally, the species of blue-green algae grew in tropical and clean as well as mineral-rich waters of Asia, Africa, and South America, and they were particularly widespread in lakes. The microscopic alga draws its essential nutrients from sunlight, water, and heat through photosynthesis. In the case of 40 to 50 degrees Celsius, it binds minerals, trace elements, and vitamins, which are present in the ground, as well as in the air and in the water, and converts them into a complex and natural and very valuable food. Spirulina platensis has a very thin cell membrane and thus, no cell wall made of indigestible cellulose, as this is given, in contrast, to other microscopic algae and plants. This thin cell membrane ensures that the spirulina food algae can take in the very valuable substances of the blue-green algae into the gastrointestinal tract in an optimally receptive manner and in the human organism very well. If one looks at the ingredients of Spirulina platensis as percentages, then there are 60% proteins, 14% carbohydrates, 8.6% ashes, 6.4% raw fibers, and 6% fats. In addition, Spirulina platensis contains a whole number of essential and non-essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, plant pigments, vitamins, minerals, and nucleic acids. Vitamin K complex. Contact report 625, DAP. Date of contact, 15th of August 2015. Original translation, 15th of December 2015. Billy asks DAP about an article written by Bernadette Brand about vitamin K. DAP, 40. Of course I have also read this article and can say that the description is correct with regard to the vitamin. Do you know vitamin K? Vitamin K, what is it? The fat-soluble vitamins A, D and E also include the vitamin K complex, vitamins K1, K2, K3 and K4. Their intake through food is increased by the simultaneous intake of healthy fats and oils, and in some cases even made possible in the first place. The K vitamins are stable against oxygen and very heat resistant, they hardly degrade when cooked or roasted. When exposed to light, however, vitamin K becomes inactive and quickly loses its bioavailability. Vitamin K occurs in two natural forms as vitamin K1, phytochinone, and vitamin K2, menaquinone, which is also produced by certain bacteria in the human intestine. According to recent studies, it is synthesized naturally by humans from vitamin K1, the phytochinone. Vitamin K1 is found mainly in the leaves of various green plants, which should be included in the daily diet to ensure a sufficient supply of vitamin K1 or to increase the vitamin K levels in the blood. Good sources of vitamin K1 include kale, purslane, spinach or leaf salads, as well as drinks made from various grass powders such as wheat grass, kamut grass, barley grass, spelt grass or a combination of different grasses and herbs, which should come from high-quality sources. Other potent suppliers of vitamin K1 include beetroot leaves, which contain more minerals and nutrients than tubers considered to be particularly healthy. The various types of cabbage such as Brussels sprouts, broccoli or white cabbage are also highly recommended for covering the vitamin K1 requirement. Although sauerkraut is a good source of vitamin K2 due to its microorganism content, herbs such as chives, parsley and avocado are rich in vitamin K, whereby the avocado also provides the valuable fats necessary for absorption. The consumption of avocado also promotes the absorption of many other fat-soluble substances such as vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, alpha and beta carotene, lutein, lycopene, zeaxanthin and calcium. Vitamin K2 is produced by microorganisms, including bacteria of the intestinal flora, and can be absorbed directly via the intestinal cells. A healthy intestine, as an important organ of the immune system, is the basis for the supply of nutrients and trace elements. Vitamin K2 sources include raw sauerkraut, butter, egg yolk, liver and some cheeses. Tasks of vitamin K in the body. Vitamin K primarily regulates the blood's ability to clot, although high doses of vitamin K do not lead to increased blood clotting or the risk of thrombosis, because the body makes optimum use of vitamin K and thus ensures a balance in blood clotting. A vitamin K deficiency, on the other hand, inhibits the blood's ability to clot, which can lead to increased bleeding. Vitamin K is also important for the prevention and regression of arteriosclerosis and arteriosclerosis. As a result of a bad and unhealthy diet, blood pressure rises and causes microscopic cracks in the arterial walls, which the body tries to repair. If the necessary vital substances, such as vitamin C and vitamin E, are lacking, it reverts to LDL cholesterol, which attracts calcium and other substances from the blood, which then plug the cracks. These calcium deposits are called plaque and can cause heart attacks and strokes when they detach from the inner walls of the arteries. Calcium is an important mineral that plays an important role in numerous processes and not only in the formation of bones and teeth. If the body cannot withdraw calcium from the blood due to illness or malnutrition, it is absorbed by the vascular walls, which can lead not only to dangerous arteriosclerosis, but probably also to kidney stones. Vitamin K has been shown to remove excess calcium from the blood and ensures that it does not accumulate in the blood vessels or kidneys, but is channeled into the bones and teeth. It therefore reduces the risk of arteriosclerosis as well as the risk of kidney stones. Studies over a period of 10 years have shown that a diet rich in vitamin K2 significantly reduces the development of plaque and that the risk of associated diseases such as heart attacks and strokes is reduced by 50%. However, not only vitamin K plays a special role in the function of blood vessel protection, but also vitamin D in a sufficiently high dosage, which is also indispensable to produce the matrix GLA protein that provides the actual protection against calcification. Studies carried out in rats in the USA have shown that vitamin K2 is even capable of reversing existing arteriosclerosis. Certain blood thinning medications have the side effect of preventing vitamin K from regulating the level of calcium in the blood, which can lead to arteriosclerosis. With a higher dosage of vitamin K, it could be shown that an already existing arteriosclerosis led to a 50% reduction in arteriosclerosis in the animals. In addition to calcium and vitamin D, healthy and strong bones also need vitamin K, which drains the required calcium from the blood and into the bones and teeth. In addition, vitamin K activates the protein osteocalcin, which is involved in bone formation and can only bind calcium through the action of vitamin K and build it into the bones. Studies from 2005 have shown that a vitamin K2 deficiency in older women leads to lower bone density and an increased risk of fractures. Other studies, on the other hand, showed that bone loss in osteoporosis could be suppressed by the administration of large amounts of vitamin K2 and that bone formation could even be stimulated. Again, the importance of a sufficient supply of vitamins K1 and K2 has been demonstrated by studies in which high vitamin D levels were found, but there was an undersupply of K vitamins. In these cases, the risk of osteoporosis was even increased. Vitamin K2 also seems to play an important role in leukemia. Research with cancer cells in the test tube indicates that vitamin K2 can trigger the self-destruction of leukemia cells. In a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, it was shown that only 10% of subjects who had an increased risk of liver cancer were also diagnosed with cancer if they were supplied with vitamin K2 as a dietary supplement. In the comparison group, which did not receive any additional vitamin K2, 47% of the patients had liver cancer. Vitamin K deficiency. It seems that many people are not aware of how important the two K vitamins are and how important they are for health. Experts have found that very many people have too low a vitamin K value in their blood and that deficiency symptoms are widespread among those who eat poorly. In addition, many people do not even know that and how they can prevent a vitamin K deficiency. Vitamin K requirement. The German Nutrition Society recommends at least 65 mg for women and 80 mg for men, respectively 0.031.5 mg/microgram per kilogram body weight daily. For children, 10 mg per kilogram body weight per day is recommended. This is sufficient to activate the coagulation factors in the liver, but not for the other functions. Since breastfed babies are exposed to the rare risk of a clinically relevant vitamin K deficiency with the risk of dangerous brain hemorrhages, vitamin K prophylaxis is recommended in most countries of the world. An overdose of vitamin K is most likely not possible, at least no such case has ever been reported, even at a dose of 4,000 mg per day. Recommended daily intake is 65 mg to 100 mg. Overall, more serious hypovitaminoses are rare with a normal diet if the need is not measured by the requirements of osteoporosis prophylaxis, which requires significantly higher doses. For long-term osteoporosis prophylaxis, doses of 180 mg daily are recommended based on a study by Dutch researchers. Since it can be assumed that the recommendations are absolute minimum data which only guarantee blood coagulation but do not take into account all other tasks which the K vitamins have to fulfill, it seems appropriate to ensure that the supply of vitamins K1 and K2 is covered beyond the officially recommended level. This is all the more recommendable as both vitamins K1 and K2 are non-toxic even in high doses. There is no vitamin K hypervitaminosis, with the exception of substitution treatment in newborns, where high doses of vitamin K can trigger hemolysis because the infant's organism is still unable to cope with certain mechanisms to a sufficient degree. It may be advisable to reconsider taking dietary supplements containing vitamin K2. It should be considered that vitamins K2 and D3 act together with calcium, which suggests that an all-round supply with calcium, vitamin K2, and vitamin D3 is envisaged. Further information on vitamin K1 and vitamin K2 can be found on the internet, including Wikipedia. www.zentrumdergesundheit.de and www.hertzteamwill.ch, which provides a good table of vitamin K containing foods. Bernadette Brand, Switzerland. Protein requirements. Contact report 230, Getsaul. Date of contact, 11th of October 1989. Billy asks Getsaul about the practice of athletes consuming large amounts of protein to build muscles, strength and endurance. Getsaul describes the harm caused by consuming too much protein and outlines a guide for determining one's daily requirements. Getsaul states, 538. That is of rightness, since in fact the supply of this kind of protein to the body is harmful to health and can under certain circumstances even lead to death. 539. Too much protein removes calcium from the bones, making them brittle and fragile. 540. In particular, larger amounts of milk should be avoided, as latter deprives the body of particularly large amounts of calcium. 541. Too much protein also damages the kidney function and hence the overall health of the body. 545. The daily need for protein in a human being, however, is usually 500 to 1000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, whereby the need for protein increases with major efforts and is allowed to reach a maximum value of 1750 milligrams. 548. Any milligram above this level can cause damage to the health, affecting both the body and the bones as well as the brain, whereby the latter's clear function is impaired. 1 kilogram is equal to 2.2 pounds. For example, a person weighing 180 pounds would require approximately 40 grams of protein according to the lower end of the daily value given by Getsaul. Small children should consume the lower amount of the suggested daily requirement and the need for protein can change with age. Getsaul states, 540. In particular, larger amounts of milk should be avoided, as latter deprives the body of particularly large amounts of calcium. 542. Children of all ages are particularly susceptible with respect to health impairment of various forms caused by milk protein, which is why they should be given as little milk and milk dishes as possible. 543. Especially small children should not be given milk other than mother's milk and therefore no animal milk. 544. Larger amounts of milk taken regularly are harmful for adults as well. The contact reports contain much more useful information about health, nutrition, supplementation and general care for the body among a treasure of other various information. The Figu-Lansgrupp Canada has a well-documented link page on their website ca.figu.org under the health section, and the website futureofmankind.co.uk can be searched using the keywords of anything you may be interested in to see if any information on the subject is contained in the contact reports.